Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. It's 6:45. About 17% of people in Texas don't have health insurance. The Health Foundation is trying to fill the gaps in service since the state refused to accept the Medicaid expansion provided by the Affordable Care Act. Catherine Davis Young reports.
Texas has the highest rate of uninsured people in the nation, according to census data, so one nonprofit is launching a big effort to try to get more Texans access to health services. The Episcopal Health Foundation is investing $10 million in dozens of health programs in Texas. Brian Sasser with the foundation says too many Texans suffer from health issues that should be preventable. He says a major goal is to invest in preventive care along with treatments.
The main point of these grants is not only to strengthen systems of health, meaning we get them in a system that takes care of all their well-being, not just one part of it, but also becoming more accessible for people and more fair and equal for people.
The grants range from about $130,000 to $1 million. They'll fund homeless services, women's health clinics, and groups working in low-income or minority communities. The grantees also include several programs that help people enroll in health insurance and follow up to make sure they receive care. Sasser says the grants are meant to approach health from all angles. He says one grant program that does that well is Community Care in Austin, where teams of professionals work together to address patients' health issues.
It does that both with medical procedures and with things outside of the doctor's office, like exercise and nutrition. And by working this team together, they've already shown improved health outcomes and has also led to substantially lower healthcare costs.
Over the five-year program, Sasser says the Episcopal Health Foundation hopes to see similar results around the state. I'm Catherine Davis Young, Texas News Service.
Las Cruces voters will be asked to evaluate the process for recall elections, but some are disappointed that problems with the city's voter initiative process are not being addressed. Here's commentator Walt Rubel.
The city is finally starting to address the weaknesses in the city charter that were exposed during the minimum wage debacle of 2014. But they're only fixing part of the problem. That year, the faith-based advocacy group CAFE launched a petition drive seeking to use the citizens' initiative process to force an increase in the minimum wage. For several weeks, volunteers fanned out throughout the city every day, diligently knocking on doors or stopping people at public events to ask them to sign their petition. By the time they were done, they had far more signatures than they needed. That seemingly left the city council with two choices. They could accept the proposal by CAFE, or they could put the wage issue on the ballot and let the voters decide. Finding neither of those choices desirable, the city legal staff at that time invented a third option. The city charter says that the city council has to accept the proposal, they conceded, but there's nothing that prevents them from then immediately voting to change it. And that's just what the city council did. They accepted the proposal called for in the petition and then voted to change it by extending the phase-in dates, giving businesses more time between each increase. Even with those changes, some in the business community were outraged by the wage increase, and they launched a recall effort against three city council members. That petition drive eventually came up short, but it exposed problems with the city recall provisions, namely that an elected official can be subject to recall simply for taking a vote that some people don't like. The proposed change would require those seeking a recall to first present facts that demonstrate either misconduct or violations of state or city laws. That change would bring our laws in line with state recall provisions and would maintain the integrity of our elections. The will of the voters should not be overturned lightly. But amending the recall process only fixes the part of the problem that impacts them. The Citizens Initiative is intended to give us a process to force the City Council to act on measures that may not have the majority on the Council, but do have a majority in the city at large, without having to wait until the next election. It shouldn't be easy, and it's not, but the process should be available. As it stands now, the Citizens Initiative process is an empty promise. Why would any group go through the effort that CAFE did in seeking the minimum wage increase when we all know the City Council can change that proposal any way they want to? The City Council shouldn't be bound to the initiative forever. The change needs to include a framework that allows for further review in the future. But as things stand now, there's no functioning mechanism allowing residents to petition their government for change. The City Council is making fixes to help themselves by making it harder to be recalled. That's fine. I support those changes and I'll be voting for them. But while they're helping themselves, they should help us as well. The initiative process should either be fixed or scrapped. What we have now is a fraud. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel with the Las Cruces Sun News.
Walt Rubel's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.